So our guest today, she's a remarkable woman. She's created a place in Los Angeles where children with developmental disabilities and difficulties, their families, and they can get support and education. And they've worked on policies that have helped thousands of people. They're advocates, and they have this wonderful event coming up. So we're joined by attorney Areva Martin, founder of Special Needs Network.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here to share information about Special Needs Network and the incredible event that we have planned for the Los Angeles community.
Yeah, you've got this great fair coming up with all types of ways to participate. And so this is August 13th.
Yes, Saturday, August 13th. And this is a huge family event. So it's for the mothers, fathers, grandparents, kids, aunts, uncles, cousins, neighbors. Everybody is welcome. It's free to the public. It's a back-to-school event, but it's also a really important health fair and resource fair. So we're going to be out at Mount Carmel Park in Los Angeles from 11 until 3, giving away all kinds of incredible things. Backpacks, raffles for iPads, and then those important health screenings. So if you haven't been to a dentist or a doctor in a while, or you're concerned about something, come out and get a free screening with really qualified and caring doctors and medical professionals.
Yes, this is going to be a great day, a good day to go in and get all this done and have a good time. As the founder of Special Needs Network, you've really created something special here. You were inspired by your own family to do it.
Yes. Special Needs Network really works with kids who have autism and other developmental disabilities. And I was inspired to start the organization because of my own son. I have a son named Marty, and he's now a teenager. But when Marty was a little kid, he was diagnosed with autism. And I was, as a parent, pretty frustrated with how difficult it was to navigate the systems of care in Los Angeles between the medical providers, the special schools that he had to attend. It was just plain overwhelming. And I realized that I'm an attorney and I was having all these issues. What must it be like for a single mom, a single dad, or a parent who doesn't have the flexibility like I do of being self-employed? And what I realized, Tina, was that there were thousands of parents that were in Southern California who were looking for answers and solutions and resources. And that's what really, you know, was the catalyst for the founding and development of Special Needs Network.
There is a gap, right, between what people could do, what was available to them, and what they needed. And even getting diagnosis, the waiting period, just to find out what to do was difficult.
Yeah, we live in this great state where we have this law that entitles kids with autism and developmental disability with free services. But just because the law is on the books doesn't mean that, you know, for average people trying to access those services, that it's easy. And in fact, it's not easy. It's pretty difficult. And we at Special Needs Network, we provide parent training, we provide advocacy for parents, and we help parents access those free services that are available, but oftentimes hard to access because of language barriers, because of education, and sometimes just because of the sheer number of people that you're competing with trying to access those services. So we are a community-based, parent-focused organization working on behalf of families, helping them get the best in education and medical care for their kids with autism and other special needs.
And in underserved communities, you've been very helpful for families there because oftentimes they don't have access to the benefits or know.
Yeah, unfortunately, autism now is the fastest growing developmental disability in the country. Impacts 1 in 68 kids. And for African American and Latino kids, the diagnosis is often 2 to 4 years delayed. And minority children often have a much more difficult time accessing services. So in the state of California, about 13 kids a day will be diagnosed with autism. So we're talking about a huge population of kids who are impacted. And our organization isn't just working on behalf of those kids with autism. We work with kids who have cerebral palsy, who have cognitive and emotional disorders. We work with their siblings. That's what's so important about the work that we do. We have an approach that says the whole family has to be involved so that that family can provide the best for the kid with special needs. So we have something for everyone. We have this really incredible website with lots of resources and it talks about all of our different programs. And sometimes what you need as a parent is just to get connected to other parents, just to have that reassurance that what you're doing is right, or just to be able to tell someone a story about what happened to your kid that can relate to you. So it's all about building community and really getting our kids the best in care so that they can thrive.
The kids, they get to meet their peers also, you know, and they get that same kind of community that you're talking about. You work with children and their parents, and you have you teach them, you can train them. And then you also have the behavior analysis, a whole part of Special Needs Network.
Yes. We know there's no known cause or cure for autism. Mm-hmm. But what the experts tell us is that kids that get intensive ABA or applied behavior analysis therapy, these one-on-one therapies, that those kids do the best. They do the best in school. They have the greatest chance of graduating and living independently. So about a year and a half ago, we started what's called SNABA, which stands for SNN ABA. So if you have private health insurance, Medi-Cal, or you are a consumer of a regional center, you can contact our office and we can give you an assessment, and we can actually provide your child, young adult, teenager, with one-on-one ABA services. And that's really important because we saw, again, a gap in certain communities where there weren't high-quality ABA providers. And we wanted to fill that gap. We wanted to make sure that no kid, no matter what geographic area they lived in, what zip code they lived in, what color, ethnicity, whatever, we want all kids to have the best in care. So we offer these ABA therapies to the kids, along with parent training for the parents and a whole list of other services that are really about empowering families. My son was really fortunate. Starting at around 2.5, he started getting ABA one-on-one services. The therapist came into my home. Therapist went to school with him, and they also work with him in the community. And he's made tremendous progress. So I'm a living testimony to what can happen when you get kids intensive services early.
Is that new that you're able to access that through your insurance?
Yes. Uh-huh. Prior to 2011, ABA therapy services were mandated and were provided by usually regional centers and sometimes public school districts. But it wasn't until 2011, and Special Needs Network was a big part of the advocacy groups that worked to get the law passed to mandate that private health insurance cover these therapies, behavior health therapies. And about 2 years later, we were very involved in pushing that those therapies also be covered by Medi-Cal, individuals that have public health insurance. So now any kid in the state of California has the right and should have access to those therapies if they need them. So talk to your doctor, go to our website, learn about ABA, because it's a critical therapy that can make a huge difference in the life of a child with autism.
And what's the website?
Our website is www.specialneedsnetwork.org. That's Special Needs with an S, network.org. Again, lots of resources. Our ABA program, the big back to school event, which is Saturday, August 13th, is there. We'll have more information about the autism services, our family services, our parent training, all of the services. We expect over 1,500 to come out to this event. We'll be giving away lots of prizes and just having good family fun.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. I got to say, Ariva, you're brilliant and you're the founder of Special Needs Network. You're very accomplished. And then you're also in like excellent shape. Okay. So you attend runs. You even train people. I think I saw on KCAL, you train them before.
Yeah, we have a training program to get folks ready for their first 5K, 10K. That's our program called South LA Gets Fit. But, you know, Tina, it's really about taking care of your body, your mind. And when you do both of those things, then you're just able to give so much more to your kids, your family, and your community. So I live by the mantra that to whom much is given, much is expected. So it is my honor to work with families with special needs kids. It's my honor to be a part of the solution, because we hear so much negative about what's wrong in our communities, what's wrong in our society. And sometimes it's just about figuring out what each one of us can do to be a part of the solution, rather than just a broadcaster of the problem.
Right, because we're all invested in this. And so Everyone is invited to attend the back to school event, the fair that you have coming up. It's August 13th, and some of the things that we'll see there and be able to do.
First of all, it's free. So you'll have lots of free food, lots of free snacks. There'll be rides and activities for the kids, music, live entertainment, dancing. And for the parents, again, about 100 resource vendors will be out providing everything from free dental screening, screenings, blood pressure checks, lots of medical screenings, and then resources on schools and on community programs. That's Saturday, August 13th at Mount Carmel Park in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. You've had leaders from Los Angeles come and join you before, right? From city council? Or
yes. Uh-huh. We are blessed and fortunate to have congresspeople, senators at our federal level, to local elected officials at both the state, county, and city level. They recognize the importance of the work that Special Needs Network does and are very supportive. So at these events, the mayor might make an appearance.
Oh,
we're
good.
Hoping
okay.
The mayor of Los Angeles will come out. Los Angeles County mm-hmm. Supervisor Mark Ridley Thomas will be out. City Council member Marquise Harris Dawson, we're expecting him out. So we're expecting our elected officials to come out to show the community how important it is, the work we're doing on behalf of kids with special needs.
So we'll be looking for you, Mayor Garcetti.
That's your personal invitation on the radio. The letter's in the mail, too, though.
But, exactly.
We'd love to have you out.
If you are interested in maybe having a booth, is that still an opportunity?
Yes, if you'd okay. like a booth, if you'd like to share your program, your services with the community, when you go to our website, that's specialneedsnetwork.org, you'll find an email address and phone number where you can contact us. We're always looking for volunteers and sponsors and just people that care about kids, that care about community. This is a great opportunity for you to come out and join in the fellowship.
Yes. It's the Back to School Family Inclusion Event and Health Resource Fair, Saturday, August 13th. And do you have a pink shoes event?
Yes. Okay. So we have an event called the Pink Pump Affair. Uh-huh. It's one of our signature fundraisers. It happens every year the Sunday after Mother's Day. And it's an event that we use to raise money for a free summer camp that we offer. And we honor incredible women in our community, and we come together. We have a fashion show, we have a tea, and it's really a way for women to demonstrate their power, their philanthropy, mm-hmm. and to really support kids through a free summer camp that we run every year.
Right, which is going on now, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. we're in the midst of mm-hmm. what's called Camp JPAC. We have over 300 kids at this camp. About 60% have autism or other developmental disabilities. 40% are their typical peers. We have 130 high school and college camp counselors. They're doing drama and sports and dance and music and just having, again, a great summer camp experience.
You've got everything covered. I mean, you really have thought of creative and wonderful ways for families to be involved, for the kids to just, you know, have a great time, and appreciate everything that you're doing for the community.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. You know, that saying that's often repeated about kids, and it takes a village, and we truly believe that. And our village is huge. We have a big tent.
Yes.
And in that tent are elected officials, like I said a little earlier, and we have corporate sponsors, mm-hmm. and we have other nonprofits, and we have community leaders, and we have parents, and we have advocates, because we know kids are our future. So it really is about bringing all of these different parts of our community together to stand up and say our kids matter.
Areva Martin from Special Needs Network, the creator,